If we sow bird seed, will we grow birds? He's a bit of a worry. I think he's missing. He's had a week away from school and he has to do all his school jokes. Yes. So the people back in... Am I on? I just can't hear myself. Okay. So people back in the time when Jesus lived were very familiar with growing things. That was their livelihood. They didn't have supermarkets. They couldn't just go online and order their food and say, have it delivered. Didn't have Uber Eats or all the other things. No, they had to do their own growing, just like you guys are doing, which I think is amazing. So they understood really well about seasons and timing and the right soil and the weather. They knew how to watch all those kind of things. So it's no surprise that Jesus would use the story about sowing seeds as an example to teach about God's kingdom, about being a follower of Jesus. And we can read in the Bible about the time when Jesus told a story about a man who went out and planted some seeds. Now, the story that Jesus tells, when we look up in our Bibles, it has this heading, the parable of the sower. But the story is really not about the farmer or the sower, and it's not really about the seeds, because they don't change. The story is really about the soil. So to help us understand a little bit more about what Jesus was saying 2,000 years ago, I want to add an example of what it looks like for us here in the 21st century. And I'm very grateful for my volunteers who have willingly agreed to assist us in illustrating this story. But before we do that, let's watch this video.
Thank you.
So, Graham, can I invite you to come and take your place? Reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 14 to 15, and beginning at verse 4. A farmer went out to scatter seed in a field. While the farmer was doing this, some of the seeds fell along the road and were stepped on or eaten by the birds. See the birds over here, guys? Oh, yeah, we've got some birds, yes.
Cheryl, he looks really cheap.
We're going to have to do this one for every day. Okay, thanks, Graham.
I don't have any words.
No, you don't have any words. It's a mime. Go for it. So although Jesus rarely explained the parable, he does so with this one after the disciples asked him to explain it. Verse 9, Jesus' disciples asked him with what the story meant. So he answered, "I've explained the secrets about God's kingdom to you, but for others I use stories. So they will look but not see, and they will hear but not understand." So note that Jesus is explaining this story only to the disciples because they just didn't get it. Possibly because I don't think any of them were farmers. Most of them tended to be fishermen. So maybe they had no concept of what the farming story was about. The crowd seemed to get it because they, you know, they went off and I'm sure they had lots of discussions going, what do you think he meant by this and da-da-da-da-da. But the disciples didn't. So Jesus explains to them, verse 11, this is what the story means. The seed is God's message. And the seeds that fell along the road are the people who hear the message. But the devil comes along and snatches the message out of their hearts so they will not believe or be saved. So in Jesus' story, the word of God, the messages from God is the seed. And we are the soil. There are people who come to church or Bible study groups or even in their own Bible reading time, and they're present when someone's teaching from the word, hearing the messages, but they're not really paying attention. Perhaps, you know, we may be thinking about what we're going to be doing this afternoon or what we did yesterday. So hearing the word of God, although we're hearing it, we're not listening. That's like throwing seed on top of the ground where it just won't grow. And same with if we don't let God's word sink in, then we don't get to grow. So Jesus continues in verse 6. Other seed fell on rocky ground. Ta-da! Can I just say, these have all come out of my backyard. It amazes me how these rocks just keep appearing in my backyard. So some seed fell on rocky ground and started growing, but the plants did not have enough water. Oh, you got a ball, good on you. And soon dried up.
Well, Ralph, faith comes through hearing the message, and the message is the word of God. At least that's what Romans says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you really need to read your Bible to know who God is and what he's like and what we should do with our life as well.
Yeah, that's great. I believe in that.
Well, you should come to our Kids Connection time and find out more about Jesus.
Thank you.
Verse 13, Jesus explained to this to the disciples, the seeds that fell on the rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it, but they don't have deep roots and they believe only for a little while. And as soon as life gets hard or there are other distractions, they give up. There are times when we hear the word of God and we get excited about it, but then our excitement fades and we drift away. That's like the seeds that fall on the rocky ground. They spring up, but they die because those roots are too shallow. So Jesus continues. Verse 7, some other seeds fell where thorn bushes grew up and choked the plants.
Go the weed! Weed for premiers!
We can modify it. In verse 14, we read Jesus' explanation. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes are also people who hear the message, but they're so eager for riches and pleasures that they never produce anything. Sometimes we hear the word and we believe what it says, but we want to keep doing the things that we've always been doing. Don't want to change. You might as well just throw your seeds into a bunch of weeds. And I can tell you what that's what it's like in my garden at the moment, you know. And the weeds take over. But we can make a better decision. Verse 8. The rest of the seeds fell on good ground where they grew and produced 100 times as many seeds.
Well, Nathaniel, you've got a long way to walk, but I can start talking now. Yeah, I've been talking to you about God's word and how it helps our faith. You can sit here. Yeah. And it's not a textbook like school, but it's a book that can tell you about what God's like and how He relates to you and how you can use the gifts and talents you have to serve Him as well. I'll read it to you. Okay.
Mime. You're excited to call some other people. There's some other people. Just got. They're coming.
You got. Saying you're so shy and can't turn around and wave. Sure
Who else are you going to grab? Those seeds that fell on good ground are the people who listen to the message and keep it in good and honest hearts. They last and produce a harvest. When we hear the word and we listen and try to understand what it says and we put it into practice in our daily lives, then we are like the good soil. We are like soil that takes root and it grows and it produces a plentiful harvest. It's the kind of soil that Jesus wants us to be. So I want us to think about, what kind of soil are you? And what kind of soil do you want to be? So to help us remember what Jesus wants to do, I've got a verse, and you guys can stay there, but I'm going to recruit some others as well. All right. William, can you help me? All right. So this is a verse from the Bible, but it's got all mixed up. Oh, you sat there. Hello, nice to see you. Yeah, you can both do that. Jan, you haven't done anything yet. Oh, awesome. Oh, absolutely. All right. No, you two can't move. Yep. All right. So can you come up? Hey, Alan, you can have the easy. All right. So come and join me. We've got to put these into the right order. We'll come down here and do it. All right. So have a bit of a discussion. Which one do you think comes first? And which one comes last? That's the good way to start, beginning and the end. Oh. And what do our sentences begin with? Capital letters, so we know that's at the beginning. So the capital letter should go, which way do we write, left or right? So Jenny, if you want to stand over on that side. Awesome. All right, who thinks they know what the second one is? So those seeds, oh, no. So remember the story, what happened to the story? The seeds, they fell on what kind of ground? So you'll have to stand right over here, Alan, because you're the reference. Yep. You're our reference here. Thanks, Sue, Graham, and Nathaniel. You may go and sit if you'd like. Thank you. All right, so those seeds that fell on good ground are the people who listen to the message. So how about we line up along here so we can do it? Honest hearts. Oh, let me help you. No, don't get up to me. They last.
They last and produce a harvest.
That's right. They last and produce.
What about this one?
It is good and honest.
No, in
good and honest hearts. All right. Let me help you. Those seeds that fell on good ground are the people who listen. Are the people who listen and keep it in good and honest hearts. They last. Yeah, I did move you too far. They last and produce a harvest. All right, so who's got the harvest? You're next to Alan here. All right, you're next. You're at the end. All right, have we got them in the right order yet? So stand on the, he's the reference. Yep. All right. All right, have we got the kids in? Those seeds that fell on good ground are the people who listen to the message and keep it in good and honest hearts. They last and produce a harvest. Have we got them all up? Oh, you can shuffle back over. All right, let's all read it together. Those seeds that fell on good ground are the people who listen to the message and keep it in good and honest hearts. They last and produce a harvest. And it comes from Luke verse 15. All right, give a hand to our memory verse people and all our people who took part in our little skit. Yes. All right, friends, will you pray with me? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we want to be like the good soil. Help us to listen to God's word and to keep it in our hearts and to put it into practice in our daily life. And in your name we pray. So for my younger friends, I've got another little task for us to do at the back while Jenny's going to come and to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to sing, and then I'll be back again. All right.